Sau đây xin kính mời vị đại diện của cơ quan hợp tác phát triển quốc tế Thụy Điển phát biểu ý kiến.
Your Excellency Mr. Vo Hồng Phúc, Minister of MPI, dear participants of this conference, ladies and gentlemen. Vietnam has, during recent years, taken many important steps to promote sustainable development. Major achievements are the establishment of a National Council for Sustainable Development and an improved legal framework for environmental protection. Sweden is proud to have been part of the preparation of revised laws on land, forestry, and most recently, environmental protection. The new socioeconomic development plan, which we heard is still under discussion, but soon will be adopted by the National Assembly, integrates the National Strategy for Sustainable Development for your development of the society during coming years. We think this is a very important step that environmental aspects are now taken into account in the socioeconomic planning, and we are glad to note that it has become a separate chapter of the overall plan. We also hope that similar considerations will be taken into account when developing provincial plans for the coming five-year period. Vietnam also continues to be an active partner in the international dialogue on sustainable development and environmental issues, and has aligned itself to many international commitments and conventions in these fields. The organization of this second National Conference on Sustainable Development is an important initiative. It provides an opportunity to look back on the achievements during the past year since the establishment of the National Council for Sustainable Development. It also provides a platform for continued dialogue between different partners of the society on how to practically move ahead with the vision as outlined in the Vietnam Agenda 21. Looking back, more moving forward could thus have been the slogan for this conference. It is my hope that the conference will bring further attention to sustainable development in general in the society and contribute to an improved coordination and integration between different sectors and stakeholders involved in and responsible for such development. As partners to the government in sustainable development, Sweden appreciates the establishment of the National Council for Sustainable Development. We are convinced that it will play an increasingly important role in the continued dialogue on environmental protection and sustainable development in Vietnam in years to come. When taking into account the present economic growth and development in the Asia region, environmental issues will continue to be very high on the political agenda. Sustainable development and protection of your precious natural resources will thus be of great importance for future generations. Sweden has, long time back, been a trusted partner to Vietnam for the promotion of environmental sustainable development, both through our development cooperation and through other means. Sweden is committed to support Vietnam in its continued efforts to advance towards a society where the principles for sustainable development are realized in daily life of the people. The experiences from our own development in this field is that it's only with the active involvement of the business community and the civil society in environment protections that achievements can be made. Improved dialogue between representatives of the users, polluters, and the regulators of the natural resources and environment is known to be a good way forward. CEDA, being an active financial supporter of sustainable development programs in several development countries, is also willing to share our experiences from working with Agenda 21 issues and similar organizations such as the National Council for Sustainable Development in other countries with you. We have cooperation in many Asian countries as well as in Africa. Finally, it is our hope that our present cooperation program on environmental sustainable development at MPI could be further used for promoting dialogue between the government and other stakeholders in the society on how to further advance the important work of the National Council for Sustainable Development. In this discussion, we think that the Hanoi core statement will play an important foundation for the establishment of a new partnership between donor community and the government on sustainable development. A new mechanism for financial support is supposed to be looked into with the government in the driver's seat. The new cooperation will have to follow government policies, regulations, and systems. Planning for such a process should be started soonest, and we hope that we can find another facility, such as a trust fund, for promoting sustainable development in Vietnam in the future. Thank you very much.